大家好，我是 Wesley，
and this is Jennifer。
我们来看第四十七课
，Lesson 47， The Glass Ceiling Effect，
玻璃天花板效应。我们来搭配笔记聆听短文。
Listen to the text with the help of the notes given. Metaphor，
比喻。
Minority，
少数族群。
Middle management，
中阶管理。
An invisible barrier。
隐形的障碍
，an unconscious prejudice，
下意识的偏见或者是隐性的偏见。好，那了解笔记之后呢，我们来听一下短文，相信会比较容易理解。
Text: We use the glass ceiling metaphor to describe the phenomenon where certain groups of people are unable to reach the top in an organization. In most cases, these people are women.Or minorities, who can only rise to the level of middle management in a company. They can see the top, and they hope they can reach it. But in fact, there is an invisible barrier that keeps them from getting there. We all wish that there were no glass ceiling. Unfortunately, however, it's still quite common. But what causes it?One reason is that, because many senior management positions in companies are already occupied by men, there is an unconscious prejudice against women joining their boys' club. Another possible reason is that women have more family commitments, so are less likely to compete for higher-paying jobs with better perks. We must all work together,and hope that the glass ceiling can be shattered soon.
再次聆听并回答问题。
Listen again and answer the questions below.
在听第二遍之前，请各位先看一下下列三个问题。现在开始听短文。
Text. We use the glass ceiling metaphor.To describe the phenomenon where certain groups of people are unable to reach the top in an organization. In most cases, these people are women or minorities who can only rise to the level of middle management in a company. They can see the top and they hope they can reach it. But in fact, there is an invisible barrier that keeps them from getting there.We all wish that there were no glass ceiling. Unfortunately, however, it's still quite common. But what causes it? One reason is that, because many senior management positions in companies are already